At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hi, angels. Long time no speak. Oh my gosh. Okay, so firstly, me even recording this is both refreshing and also a challenge because you know how I always do my updates in the beginning? So if you guys can hear in my voice, I sound a little congested and nasally, and I'm like struggling to speak as well. So I believe that I have a sinus infection. So it's really difficult, or it has been really difficult for me to like talk for a prolonged amount of time without coughing or anything like that. It's yeah, going to be a struggle definitely as I'm recording this, but I was like, okay, I cannot afford to miss another week. You guys know with my podcast, I have been consistent no matter what. So if you guys, all my regulars that come and listen, hi guys, I'm officially back, okay? Do not worry. And I took a break also like on YouTube just because, you know, I was vlogging a lot for Vlogmas and then I ended up having to take more time off because I simply wasn't feeling well. Luckily, I've had no, see, I'm coughing right now, fever or anything like that. So it's not COVID, but I've had this like congestion and sinus problem in my head, but I'm super grateful that I wasn't like bedridden or anything like that. But of course, I've been staying to myself and, you know, just making sure I'm taking care of my health. Oh my gosh. Wow. So hard to speak. But yes, that's what has been going on with me. And, you know, you guys can hear it in my voice. I definitely do still sound like I'm congested and sick and all that stuff. So that is actually the answer why I have been gone and I haven't uploaded my podcast the last two uploads. So that is what has been going on with me. So yeah, wow, wish me luck. Once this is all over, I even have a greater appreciation for health and things like that. I mean, who would have known that being able to just speak without coughing would be such, it would feel like such a luxury. And it has definitely subsided, hence why I'm able to actually record this. But there was definitely a moment where, like, especially like last week, where I genuinely could not say a word without coughing, like one word. And it's odd because I don't feel sick in my body, like a flu or anything like that, but I've had this dry cough and like sinus issue pretty much. So yes, once again, that's what has been going on with me. I mean, the other day I actually had a meeting on Zoom and I literally had to walk out on the meeting and excuse myself so abruptly because I felt like my throat was itching so bad. I was choking. I literally had to get up and excuse myself and I was super embarrassed about the whole thing, but whatever, such is life. So yes, now that is the explanation, you guys have the explanation for why I've been gone. Now let's get back on topic here. I am so excited to be back to work. I have such a brand new fire. Oh my gosh. I am so excited to be filming this week. And also sidebar for all my angels that have submitted Wizios. The only reason I haven't been answering is because I haven't been able to talk in my video responses. So all the written ones have been submitted to people, but my video responses, I haven't been able to submit until this week now because of the fact that I simply could not even talk. So that's why I've been absent from work, guys. I'm just so happy to finally be back and
able to speak long enough to where I don't have to take too many pauses, or I'm not coughing every sentence or every word. So I'm super grateful for that. And I am going to be posting so much fun content, kind of like, you know, like the beginning, the old content, being feisty and stuff like that. Because what I kind of want to talk about today is staying true to you and being nice for what? Now, I know I always talk about being kind, and I talk about that for a reason. Nice is a whole different case, right? So the reason I say this is because, hello, hi, it's the new year, okay? I'm just so happy to be doing this. I could literally cry. I miss you guys so much. You have no idea. I've been getting so many DMs like, Aisha, where are you? We miss you on the podcast. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I miss you guys too. I've been sick. That's why I haven't been doing this. Enough about me being sick, but I want to talk about being true to you and being nice for what with certain things. Keywords, certain things. Because in life, especially now that it's the new year, there are going to be so many resolutions that we have. Or maybe some of us have even failed some of them, whatever the case is. But it's important to stay true to yourself. There will be so many people in your life that genuinely do want the best for you that are going to have opinions. Oh, girl, well, you should be doing this because whatever the case is. And I'm telling you from experience that you need to listen to yourself. Okay? You need to focus on what you know and you feel in your heart to be true for you, especially for my angels that are entrepreneurs or anything like that. You have these entrepreneurial aspirations. I'm telling you that you need to follow your gut. If you needed a sign, this is it, okay? This is your sign. Follow what your gut is telling you to do. I know right now the money isn't looking right. I know right now that people are going to have an opinion about you because of, you know, XYZ. It doesn't matter. You need to stay true to what you know to be right for yourself, because let me tell you something, time waits for nobody. And before you know it and you turn around, you've listened to her, him. Before you know it, you turn around and you've listened to her, him, even your parents. You know, like I said, all these people genuinely do want the best for you, but you have to know what's best for yourself, okay? You have to say, listen, I know things may not look the way that I want it to right now, but you have to know with conviction that whatever you believe in your heart is going to work for you is going to work for you, all right? Because I know even in difficult times for myself, and it's only ever in those difficult times, okay, that I turn around, I have a moment of discouragement, and I'm just like, I have a conversation with somebody, and they're like, oh, well, you should be doing this and that, and how about this? And I'm like, something about my spirit is not aligning with what that person's saying, but I'm open and receptive to it because of the fact that I'm like, okay, well, I feel a little defeated at the moment, so I'm embracing what it is that they have to say, and then their feedback is weighing on me, and I'm now weighing in things that they're saying that honestly are not in my path and are not aligned with what it is that I need to be doing for me. Okay, you're going to have conversations like that. People, again, these are people that may genuinely care for you, and you have to still say, no, I know that I know with conviction that I need to do what is right for me, okay? I don't care what it looks like. I don't care you're having a bad couple of months, whatever the case is, and people are like, girl, well, you need to do this. You need to pick up this job and do that. If you are, you know, of course, this is all in respect to what your personal situation is. I mean, if you're about to like lose your apartment or whatever the case is, then you have to act accordingly. But if you're in a position where you do have a little leeway to hang on a little tighter, a little longer to continue to focus on your goals, no matter what it looks like, keep holding on. Okay? Do not give up on your dreams, because let me tell you something. When you turn around, okay, you're going to wonder always, what if I would have just held on a little bit longer and did this? You know, we get so wrapped up in a quick fix and things like that. And it's like, okay, if I did this for even X amount of time, then it can yield me this result. And the truth about life is we never know anything, like, I guess, super important that definitively, right? Like we really don't know things all of the time. And And that is what sometimes is our biggest issue. It's like, okay, I could be doing this or I could be doing that. Maybe I should just do that because I know it's going to give me this result. But you have to understand, okay, what are you giving up with that? You're giving up your passion. Now, let's say you're someone that aspires to be a, I don't know, a fashion designer. And you know you have all these like books and things like that. And let's just say you wanted to create your own fashion line. And so you know, let's say you're having a low moment. You're struggling financially. Maybe sales are not doing as well as you projected it to. Are you going to throw away all of your hard work because it feels discouraging right now? It feels discouraging for a couple months. What are you going to do? Honestly, I'm asking you, are you going to say, you know what, maybe I'm going to go work here, part-time here, and just to like help the money. In theory, that sounds absolutely fabulous. But guess what? Sometimes you're trading in your, you know, time for money, and that time that you could be spending really like focusing on rebranding yourself and figuring out ways to make it work. And again, I want to emphasize, if your life allows you to do this, one, consider yourself lucky. And two, it's better to struggle through this situation than to just throw in the towel and say, you know what? Forget it. I'm going to forget everything that I was working on for the time being, and I'm going to do this. Because it feels like a relief temporarily, because it's like a means to an end. But depending on how that goes, you could all of a sudden the money could go great, maybe with whatever side job you were picking up to make things better for yourself. And then you are stuck with not working on your passion at all and not even having the time to work on your passion. And if you are someone that is a passionate person like myself, I'm sorry. There are certain things I just can't do. Now, I understand, depending on your life, not everyone has the option to actually say no, okay? Which is why I am constantly emphasizing that. But if you are and you live at home or whatever the case is, yes, you do have the ability and the luxury to work on things a little bit longer and hold on a little bit longer and a little tighter to what you believe to be true about yourself, because people will tell you, whether they care about you or not, people are going to project their fears, their limitations onto you. And baby, let me tell you that if what's on your heart seems impossible for even yourself and other people, they're not going to understand your journey. They're not going to understand that you have to make this sacrifice because they're looking at what's happening right now. Oh, you can't even afford to move out by yourself right now. Oh, you're not making sales right now. Oh, your career isn't working for you right now. Yeah, that's what they're seeing right now. But what they don't see is that if you don't give up on you, okay, that's all you have. If you don't give up on you, you don't know what great miracle is around the corner for you. If you were to just take everyone else's word for it and, well, let me just go get this 9-to-5, let me go back to school and put myself in debt potentially to have this type of result, is it worth it in the end for you to always turn around and wonder what if? Personally, for me, I really don't think so. Okay, I understand it's a new year, you know, we have all these goals and things, but I really do believe that 2022 is going to be an amazing year. I absolutely believe it in my heart with the utmost conviction, because it's a transformative, it just feels very transformative. I could feel it, that even if things are rocky for you right now, I promise you that you need to really stand firm and believe that things are going to turn around for you, okay? And if you needed an extra person to hear it from, then you're hearing it from me. I promise you that things are going to turn around for you. It feels like the end of the road for you. It feels like you just want to give up. You just want to do something that you know is going to be certain because it shuts everyone else's mouths up and you're able to bring something tangible that they can see to make them feel better and maybe a little bit to make yourself feel better too. But at the end of the day, if you are someone that is an entrepreneur and you're really working on things and things are not going the way that you perceive it to be, you're never going to get to where you want to go constantly rerouting and doubting yourself rerouting in ways that are not pertaining to your career, you're never going to get there. It's different when you want to be a lawyer. It's different when you want to be a doctor and you have this, what I call this track life, where it's like, okay, I go to school for X amount of time and I will make X amount of money depending on what my respective field is. That's way different than I want to be a YouTuber, or I want to be a singer, or I want to be a professional, you know, dancer for, you know, I don't know, teams or whatever. I don't have knowledge of that, but you guys are picking up when I'm laying down. Or I want to create my own clothing line. I want to create my own, you know, online magazine. I don't know, whatever it is. I want to create candles, like whatever. You don't get to where you're going to go by listening to, honestly, even people that really genuinely do care about you, because they don't, your life is your life. Your life is your life. Okay? And people are going to want to be protective and tell you not to do XYZ because they want something that's sure for you too. But what you have to know in your heart is that nobody is genuinely could possibly want more success for you more than you yourself. It's not possible. And when you keep that in the back of your head and you're like, okay, I know that things are not looking the way that I want it to look right now, but what will it look like if I don't give up on me? See, the thing is, we can live with maybe disappointing other people, but what we can't live with is disappointing ourselves. And one person that I will never disappoint is myself. One person that you need to never disappoint is yourself. It's like the same thing that I say with forgiveness, right? It's so easy to forget, or it's easier, not super easy, but easier to forgive other people than it is to forgive ourselves. And this is why intention is so important, and who we surround ourselves with is so important, right? At the end of the day, right? Yes, we have friends, we have family, but it is your life. It is yours. And I believe that in this year, the last thing that we want to do is listen to he, she, they, and live our lives still in this new year based on what their projections are, their limitations. Because that's all that it really is. I even saved a quote to my phone the other day. I want to see if I have it and if it's relevant to what I'm talking about right now. Let me see if I have it on my phone. I found it. It says, when people undermine your dreams, predict your doom, or criticize you, remember they're telling you their story, not yours. And this is so important because I've been seeing so many different quotes talking about 2022 being the year, and how 2022 is the year that we owe ourselves a lot. Right? And I could not agree more. Like, I believe that even to be true for myself. Like, yeah, all the doubts, even self-doubt, whatever it is, 2022 is the year that we owe ourselves a lot, angels, right? And we can't let our dreams just be dreams. We can't. All right? We have to believe with conviction whatever it is that we know in our hearts to be true for us. And another thing, as it pertains to being nice for what, right? Let's get into a little bit of relationship talk here. I have so many story times that I'm going to be putting on the channel. It's going to be very juicy. Sassy Aisha is back. And I want to be very candid, as I normally am on my podcast especially, that I feel like, honestly, in the beginning of my channel, I was like, very much tell like it is. And honestly, it worked for me. It was really great. And then I kind of feel like at one point, the feedback here and there that I was getting, it wasn't even the vast majority. But of course, we like to highlight the negative here and there of, oh, what you said is great, but you could have delivered it differently. So I'm like, all right, maybe the way that I'm speaking may be a little bit harsh. And I began to like really, what's a good word for it? I guess, like, really be very mindful of how I'm delivering the message. And I realized that I talked in tough love because that's what moves people and that's what shifts people. So guess what? That is where we're going to actually resume from. We are going to go back to the beginning of tough love. You know why? Because it works. All right. And in addition to that, this is who I am. We all need to find our tribe. We need to find what works for us. For the majority of, you know, my channel, I'm very proud of all the content that I've produced. Actually, not the majority, all, let's be clear, very proud of everything that I've ever produced on there. And I just genuinely feel like it's time to go back to my roots in delivering the messages exactly how I intended on delivering them, you know? And that's what made me feel more fulfilled. And that's what I feel like is needed. And that's what works for me. And that's what we're going to be doing from here on out, because me kind of being so like concerned in my head of how I'm delivering something, I feel like kind of like ate away at me a bit. And so it's very important to me and for me to get back to the basics here, right? And deliver the messages exactly as I intended to, because let me tell you something, being nice, and I'm saying this genuinely, doesn't get you super far. Being kind does. But being nice, not so much. You tell people, you dwindle down the message for people, and it's like easier for them to digest, but it's not like what people really want to see. People like to see things that are upfront, honest, blunt, which is, hello, hi, who I genuinely am. But, and it's like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. People that have a problem with it, I no longer care, like in any capacity, care about how people perceive me delivering my messages, because I'm just going to continue to deliver it in what feels best to me. And there are going to be plenty of people that like that, and people that don't want to hear the truth, then tough luck to you. You have the option to click off or whatever it is that you want to do. I don't know. What I do know is that at the end of the day, it's always important to bet on yourself. Believe in yourself with conviction. I know we have this new trend talking about being the it girl, being that girl, all these things. Being the it girl and being that girl is going to require you to believe in yourself and not dwindling your personality, whether that's in friendships, whether that's in romantic dynamics, especially romantic dynamics. It's 2022. We are no longer concerned with whether or not they like us, but we're concerned with whether we like them. Okay. Like the story times that I have for you guys is going to be off the chain. Okay. Because yeah, I have a lot of new game to put you guys onto, because it is crazy out here. Like just when we thought we kind of had, you know, a hold on what was going on here in the streets, baby, the game has been updated and it's looking crazy. Okay. We have ghosting stories. We have liars. Okay. We have a lot going on here. And in the way that they are doing these things is absolutely insane to me. Like I have to put you guys on to let you guys know what is going on in these streets. It's absolutely crazy. But what I really want to start off, because this is my first episode of January, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I just really wanted to give you guys this pep talk to let you guys know that you need to bet on yourself, that this is going to be your year. I need you to believe it with conviction. I need you to know that no matter what things look like, that you're still going to succeed in spite of, no matter what anyone is saying. You have to keep believing in yourself, and you have to turn your blinders on. You have to have tunnel vision when it comes to your goals, okay? You have to really hone in and fight for yourself. This is what this is about. This is about fighting for you, getting you back. That's what this is. And not only getting yourself back, but the new and improved version of yourself. And that's going to require you to have that tunnel vision and to really say, you know what? It doesn't matter what things look like. I'm still going to believe that things are going to go exactly the way that I intended it to go. Maybe, you know, the how may change, but the outcome is always going to be the same. Because if you don't believe in you, then who else will? That's what you really have to think about. Okay. And at the end of the day, I know for me that when I think about myself and what works for me, I'm like thinking to myself, what worked for me? Okay. As it pertains to, you know, my channel, what made me feel even more fulfilled was posting that same type of, you know, content that maybe people may not have liked my tone or whatever the case is, I don't care. Genuinely. I really genuinely don't care, because it is helping. Every step along my journey, it's helping somebody. And I know that for sure. But I also have to make sure that I'm keeping, you know, myself accountable to be authentic to myself. And yeah, being a little feisty, being a little, you know, tough in my delivery is honestly who I am. And there are going to be people that are going to like you, and there are going to be people that are just not going to like you. And what are we going to do? Like, mold ourselves to fit every single person that has something to say about us? No. What are you going to do? Switch gears and change the whole trajectory of your life and your career because people feel like it should go a certain way? No. It's not going to happen. So when you return to yourself and you really know who you are, people can say whatever they want to say, right? Because people can say whatever they're going to say, but it's not going to affect you. It's not going to put a dent in anything, because you know who you are and you know what you're here to do. You know your purpose on this earth, all right? And I know mine, okay? Mine is to deliver these messages in a funny way, in a, you know, a tough love, you know, type of way, because that's what's going to help people change. And there are going to be people out there that love it. And, you know, there's good and bad in everything. As long as you're fulfilled in your life and you're living in your purpose, that's all that matters. Being super extra nice in things is not always going to get you as far as you think. Because in life, every situation requires a certain version of you, okay? And especially as it pertains to having boundaries, being nice is not how you're going to be able to establish boundaries for yourself. Being nice is a lot of the times going to get you run over and keep you cycling in the same types of behaviors over and over again. At some point or another, you have to put your foot down and say, enough is enough. I'm not going to allow myself to be victim to, because we are not victims on this podcast or on my channel. We are not victims to anything or any situation. So if we know that in our hearts, it's like, okay, I'm not a victim. What would it look like if I showed up as my higher self? What would it look like if I really was to bet on me? What would it look like if I were to move in silence for the next 2-3 months? And just do it. Just do it. Okay? Because at the end of the day, people love confident people for a reason. Because you believe them. And when you believe someone, it makes you trust them. And when you trust them, you're going to be believing whatever it is that they're saying, because you feel like they have the answers. And the more you like kind of shy your way into things, me even doing that with myself made me question my own self. And I'd like to consider myself to be a pretty confident person, honestly. And I realized as I felt this conviction in my own self, in my own life, that it was making me question things about myself, because I had a vulnerable moment where I was, maybe I should deliver this in this type of way. No. So let this just be a forewarning to whoever is listening to this, that 2022 is going to be a great year for the Aisha Christina channel and for all my amazing supporters and angels that follow me. It's going to be a great year for us. But for those that are teetering on the fence and they're unsure and they're a little sensitive, then let this be your warning right now that you may want to just stop watching right now, because the way and how I'm going to deliver certain things is really going to help you guys a lot. It's going to make you laugh a lot. It's going to be very similar to just, you know, the beginning of my channel. I just wanted to put that out there as a forewarning, because I want you guys to know that sometimes when you're in a position where you are allowing people's feedback to get to you, even if it's not the vast majority, and you switch directions, it may not always work out, or it may not feel as fulfilling to you. And for me, it doesn't feel as fulfilling to me. So I'm going back to myself, new and improved. And I want you angels to do the absolute same thing. So that is the end of this podcast, angels. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. Hopefully next time I should absolutely be feeling a lot better and not struggle to do this. I'm just so happy that I'm finally able to get back to work. I love you angels so much, and stay tuned with me. Follow me on Instagram, everything, so you guys can keep up to date with me, so that you guys know when I'm going to be uploading again on the channel. And of course, next week I will have another podcast episode for you angels. Mwah.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.